My interest in trance began by looking at clockwork on a worktop, taking apart a watch to change a battery, and then taking them apart a little more. Of course, I'm no professional, but at certain things I have a little skill, and I feel I got better at picking locks as a result, too. And my thought wasn't, how can I change someone else, at least not at first, a little while in. Sure. But my thought was, oh, what if I could open myself up and clean myself out? After all, the watch was a part of me, an extension of my arm. I'd look at it a lot. Same idea. Gears moving arms. Puppetry inspiring from within. Conspiring with your own body, mind, experiences, schedule, capabilities. To manufacture a changing system for you. Not dissimilar from clockwork calibration. But of course, this is nothing new. This exists already, building the understanding that we are flowing through our actions quite involuntarily, like clockwork, but nonetheless oriented by our trajectory, our pre-existing gears, and the tension of our winding spring. I will speak to tiredness and metabolisms, to actions and the value of externalizing our actions from personal responsibility. I will speak of determinism, and of what the one little upgrade to your clockwork that might help you out would be. But we've got to get you in the right frame of mind. And we've got to see what path there is. Of course, we are not watches. Our hands may move in three dimensions, our bodies too. And of course, we can run on a battery that lasts far longer. It is also harder to fix or change what's inside, but in the same way that the well-worn paths of habit, the grooves around the dial, from turning or adjusting, the shape and comfort of the strap, ticking without, ticking within, and automata of old, were thought about with a certain lens. Modern clockwork clocks and music boxes and everything else similarly have an end, a beginning, a path they follow, a way of being wound up and allowed to run. So when we wind you up and allow you to run, we so seldom wind ourselves or get wound ourselves. We have not yet created the tools we conceive of one long continuity. But tiredness or energy are a byproduct of so many factors, gears you cannot see, cut to gauges you cannot comprehend, hidden behind the veneer of the physical. And you know the physical and the mental are entwined because the mental, well, muscle with delusions of grandeur and all that, the brain is not made to think things very well. The hand is not made to grasp things very well. But we can make them. And you don't need a hand for this, for what we'll be doing you, or someone you trust who you'd like to confidently top and play with. Someone only needs a fingertip, and a will, and your confident permission. So you and I are going to talk about systems and winding, and shoes and ships and carriage clocks. Of puppets and of strings. The difference between puppetry and clockwork is that the automata could more convincingly portray the concept of a complete, working, uncontrolled, unpuppeted, undeterministic, unspring-loaded person. And you are, of course, undeterministic in some ways, because it is unknowable. All the variables that went into you. But know full well that if someone could know and comprehend everything, and I mean everything, predicting your actions would be possible on a physical level, long before you would be able to identify your intentions. Same idea. The clockwork ticks on heedless of the world around, and it ticks on heedless even of you. Not all of you is clockwork. There are neurons, there is sinew. But some parts of what's in you are so powerful that, yeah, it might as well be the clock. Tick, tick, tock. The spring winds down, you go to sleep, it winds up again. But something as complex as you must have many mainsprings, many subsystems. Even a watch has that. Very deluxe ones, and you are a very deluxe watch, of course, feature counters that show the full lifetime of the watch, extra armatures for alarms, secondary counting, even check chronometers which can make sure the hands are on track, and correct self-winding mechanisms so that as the watch is worn, it will perpetually recharge itself or wind its spring, and not need to depend on batteries. The true clockwork. You are true clockwork. Feel the pride of that. Feel the associative aesthetic glee of ticking along. Key wound. Mind wound. Spring found. Now what are we going to do with it? Well, the beautiful clockwork of you has managed to drop deep, fall asleep, go dormant, wind down toward zero. But you are a perpetual device. Even when your various subsystems are unwound, you beat ever onward.